Now I can write a revolutionary screed until my fingers bleed, but action's gonna bring us what we need.
Yes, indeed.
Tonight we plant a revolutionary seed and watch it twist and weave and grow until we choke out every weed.
Yes, indeed.
We'll grab those cannons with our legendary speed. Keep in step with me, the leader of this gang, are we agreed?
Yes, indeed.
Stick with me.
Yes, indeed.
Till we're free.
Yes, indeed.
Say goodbye to the life you used to lead.
Here comes the general.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes the general.
The moment you've been waiting for.
General
fighting for his life.
Here comes the
George
general.
Washington.
We are outgunned,
what?
Outmanned,
what?
Outnumbered, outflanked.
Woo, 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 woo.
We gotta make an all-out stand. Hey yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
Woo, 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 woo.
Check it.
Can I be real a second? For just a millisecond. Let down my guard and tell the people how I feel a second. Now I'm the model of a modern major general, the venerated Virginian veteran whose mineral lighted up to put me upon a pedestal, writing letters to relatives, embellishing my elegance and eloquence. But the elephant is in the room. The truth is in your face when you hear the British cannons go boom. Every hope of success is fleeting. How can I keep leading when the people I'm leading keep retreating? We put a stop to the bleeding as the British take Brooklyn. Knight takes Rook, but look, we are outgunned.
What?
Outmanned.
What?
Outnumbered, outplanned. We gotta make an all-out stand. Hey yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
British Admiral Howe's got troops on the water. 32,000 troops in New York Harbor. 32,000 troops.
Slaughter us now. Let's be the regiment that gets it in and spreads them thin.
What?
Those unpredictable fuckers who gave their heads a spin.
What?
Who says I can't lead?
What?
Who says I can't inspire?
What?
We're bringing cannons back while facing heavy cannon fire. The British fleet advances, morale slips. Taking chances, man, I ain't scared of ships. Spread the word when the commander says retreat. I'm the last man standing in the street, blasting heat. Boom!
And boom, goes the cannon, we're abandoning Gippsbane. And boom, there's another sip. And boom, we just lost another dip. And boom, gotta get to Harlem quick, we can't afford another slip. Guns and horses, giddy up. I decide to divvy up our forces. They're skittish as the British cut the city up. This close to giving up. Facing mass scrutiny, I scream in the face of this mass mutiny. Are these the men with which I'm to defend America? We ride at midnight, Manhattan in the distance. I cannot be everywhere at once, people. Dire need of assistance.
Your Excellency, sir.
Who are you?
Aaron Burr, sir. Permission to state my case.
As you were?
Sir, I was a captain under General Montgomery until he caught a bullet in the neck in Quebec. And well, in summary, I think that I could be of some assistance. I admire how you keep firing on the British from a distance.
Huh.
I have some questions, a couple of suggestions on how to fight instead of fleeing west.
Yes.
Well.
Your Excellency, you wanted to see me.
Hamilton, come in. Have you met Burr?
Yes, sir. We keep
meeting. Well, sir, I guess I look forward to watching your strategy play out.
Burr,
sir.
Close the door on your way out.
Have I done something wrong, sir?
On the contrary. I called you here because our odds are beyond scary. Your reputation precedes you, but I have to laugh.
Sir?
Hamilton, how come no one can get you on their staff?
Sir?
Don't get me wrong, you're a young man of great renown.
Yes, we fought together in Trenton. I helped you take the town.
Nathaniel Green and Henry Knox wanted to hire you.
I came to be a soldier, not a secretary.
Why are you upset?
I'm not.
It's all right. You want to fight, you've got a hunger. I was just like you when I was younger. Head full of fantasies of dying like a martyr.
Yes.
Dying is easy, young man. Living is harder.
Mm-hmm. Why are you telling me this?
I'm being honest. I'm working with a third of what our Congress has promised. We are a powder keg about to explode. I need someone like you to lighten the load. So, I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Son!
We are outgunned, outmanned.
You need all the help you can get. I have some friends, Lawrence Mulligan, Marquis de Lafayette. Okay, what else?
Outnumbered, outmanned.
We'll need some spies on the inside, some kingsmen who might let some things slide. And
boom!
They've got so many pieces on the chessboard.
Boom!
They've got cannons, we'll need to use our bayonets more.
Boom!
And I'll do what I can.
Boom!
Make you understand.
Boom!
And one day I'll be your right-hand man.